Hey, JC, good morning.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well. I've seen a couple of interviews you've done. You're just a very wonderful, charming young lady. Thank you so much for doing this interview.
You. It's really nice to hear.
Well, I got to tell you, I hear Grey's Anatomy was your very first professionally paid acting gigs. Is your life charmed? I mean, you didn't go through the struggling actress in Hollywood. Now you're a star. How did that happen?
It's a very, coincidentally, it's a very Hallmark kind of situation. I think the struggle might have been different.
Mm-hmm.
Starting off on such a huge institution like Grey's Anatomy and not knowing what you're doing can be really intimidating. Luckily I held on and I sort of figured it out. They were really amazing also on Grey's. They sort of, Christopher Noss, the showrunner, was so kind, and she let everybody know that it was my first experience. And so everybody walked me through. I was able to do it with everyone, and it was such a wonderful way to be introduced to the business.
And here's the other thing folks don't know. You weren't raised in the United States. You were raised in France, in Grenoble. How did you get that journey from France to the U.S. and boom, overnight sensation?
Well, so my dad's American. My dad's from Connecticut, and my mom's French, and we moved to France a year after I was born to be close to mom's family. And there's a pretty big international community in Grenoble. And so I did my entire childhood in Grenoble, in the French Alps, if anybody is wondering. It's at the bottom of the French Alps. And I went to school, did theater, and then went to Paris. And then from Paris, graduated from theater school and figured I should at least try to come to L.A. once. And because I'm American, it was an option for me. And
got
so
it.
I moved here and that was sort of organically became a career.
Yeah, it's just an amazing story to me. And then Grey's Anatomy, you play a doctor, but you also play a very determined one. And that segues into this Hallmark movie where now you're taking the lead. And are there similarities in the two characters?
Yeah, I think I don't know if it's something I'm giving out, but both characters are very determined and very strong-headed and sort of on a mission. And they do feel similar. I feel like they tap into that trait, a character trait that I have, brought to both characters. It's a fun, they both have very different journeys, but it's strong women with a big message.
Yeah, and this is a really big message. I know you've got to be pretty excited to be a part of a Hallmark that talks about female empowerment and not judging people solely on their appearance. That's a pretty big statement and a pretty big role for you to carry, is it not?
Yeah. It's big. It's important. It feels necessary. It talks about female empowerment, but I think it trickles up, sideways, down to everybody else. It's not just about women. It's about everybody and the way we relate to each other and sort of this kindness that we need to find towards each other.
And it's about body positivity, right? And that's something that it's kind of touched on in movies, but now it's full bore on this. How do you feel that you may end up being that one person who becomes a spokesperson for that whole mission?
I grew up in a generation that was focused on, I think, values that no longer serve us. It's a first for Hallmark to address this, and I love the way from the moment I read the script, it stuck with me that it's not like they're introducing the concept. We start the movie and the concept already exists. And I think that's the world I would love to help build. I'm very proud that they chose me for this. And I feel very lucky that I get to be this voice for people. We need to be that for ourselves. But if we can extend it to others, it's a beautiful thing. I, like everybody else, have struggled with, self-confidence and self-worth and all of that. And that's what's at the base of it all. And I think it's important for me. It's sort of this amazing opportunity I've been given to give anyone a glimpse of what that can be like and maybe hope that things can be different.
Now, it is a Hallmark movie, right? So it's a feel good. Is there a happily ever after? Are you allowed to say that?
Yeah. And that's sort of like the you know, the cherry on top. It's also, like, amazing that in the movie that's the focus, but it's also not the only story that's going on. And through finding her self-worth and her journey, she also finds love, which is such an amazing lesson.
Well, tell us about your co-host. Did you have an instant connection with, it's Benjamin Hollingsworth, right?
Yes, Benjamin Hollingsworth. He's such a great guy, such a fun person to work with. And we, from the get-go, it felt like we were old college friends. With Ben and with everyone on the cast, we had such a great connection and dynamic. And Ben is such an easy person to enjoy and gorgeous. So that that helps.
That helps quite a bit as well. That's awesome. Well, I look forward to seeing this movie, and I'm sure America is looking forward to this movie. But next up, I know you've got another season of Grey's Anatomy coming up. You going to give us any insights? Is there something new in your character that we might see?
I wish I could give you information.
Aww.
Under wraps, but you know, if anything I can tell you is that it's a whole new beginning.
That I know they're going to be introducing some new characters, but I know you're still going to be central to all that as well. So JC, but thank you so much. It's been my pleasure to introduce you to the audience here at Mix 98.9.
Thank you for having me. It was really nice talking to you.